So today we will listen from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 31, Text 12, on the subject matter, the movements of the living entities. Jantur Uvacha, the human soul says, Tasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Upasanam, having approached for protection, Abhitu, to protect Jagat, the universe, Ichchaya, by his own will, Atmana Tanahu, who accepts various forms, Vudi, on the earth, Chalat, walking, Saranar Bindam, the lotus feet, Sa Aham, I myself, Brajami, go, Saranam, unto the shelter. He, indeed, Akuta Bhayam, giving relief from all fear. Me, for me, Yena, by whom, Idrisi, such, Gatihi, condition of life, Adarsi, was considered, Asataha, impious, Anurupa, befitting. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The human soul says, I take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears in his various eternal forms and walks on the surface of the world. I take shelter of him only, because he can give me relief from all fear, and from him I have received this condition of life, which is just befitting my impious activities. Purport. The word Chalat Charanarabindam refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who actually walks or travels upon the surface of the world. For example, Lord Ramchandra actually walked on the surface of the world, and Lord Krishna also walked just like an ordinary man. The prayer is therefore offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who descends to the surface of this earth or any part of this universe for the protection of the pious and destruction of the impious. It is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita that when there is an increase of irreligion and discrepancies arise in the real religious activities, the Supreme Lord comes to protect the pious and kill the impious. This verse indicates Lord Krishna. Another significant point in this verse is that the Lord comes Ichchaya by his own will. As Krishna confirms in Bhagavad Gita, Sambhavami Atmamaya, I appear at my will by my eternal potential power. He is not forced to come by the laws of material nature. It is stated here Ichchaya. He does not assume any form, as the impersonalists think, because he comes at his own will, and the form in which he descends is his eternal form. As the Supreme Lord puts the living entity into the condition of horrible existence, he can also deliver him, and therefore one should seek shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna demands, give up everything and surrender unto me. And it is also said in Bhagavad Gita that anyone who approaches him does not come back again to accept a form in material existence, but goes back to Godhead, back home, never to return. End of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So here Lord Kapila Dev explaining to Mother Devahuti the movements of the living entities, especially when the living entity spiritual is within the womb of the mother. So in previous verse we have heard, when the 7 months, the baby grows up to 7 months in the womb of the mother, that time is offering a prayer. Actually in the Bengal there is a system, when some lady is pregnant and 7th year they worship the womb. I don't know if they know the origin, but that is the time, according to the description, it sounds the living entities can realize the seed is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Though I heard our acharyas are saying, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti are saying, that all living entities, they don't get a chance to see, somewhere like Parikshit Maharaj, many can see. But that has been explained here, general movements of the living entities. As also Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is explaining, that janani jathare chilam jakhan visama bandhana pase, ekabar prabhu dekha diya mare banchale yadina dase, takhan bhavenu janamalaya kariva bhajana tava, janam haila padi maya jale janana haila lava. So here Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, janani jathare chilam jakhan visama bandhana pase, when I was there in the womb of my mother, very horrible situation, precarious situation, the great bondage, that existence. That time, once he gave me darshan, and after that he deprived me. And when I was there, that precarious situation, that time I prayed, oh my Lord, I'm suffering so much. And this time, if I get free from this horrible situation, when I'll take birth, I simply worship you. I simply surrender myself unto you. But as soon as I take birth, what happens? First of all, as taking a baby takes birth, so much pain, he forgets everything. Then immediately he sees so many beautiful colors, blue, red, yellow, so much affection, humru, so nice. Then he forgets everything. Prabhupada explaining, somebody going through so much suffering, when you go through so much suffering, so you become develop so much vairagya. And as soon as suffering finish, okay, no problem. Immediately forget things. So that is the reason I was explaining yesterday. The problem is we don't recognize our suffering in this material world. So as a result, when the time of suffering is over, then we get something, then again we forget also. Of course, the Supreme Person of Godhead, he does not make the living entities to understand that he is suffering, dual suffering, but as all of you must be knowing, the Supreme Person of Godhead has one external energy. Mahamaya has two components. One is Prakhyapatmika, another is Avaranatmika. The business of Prakhyapatmika Shakti is when the living entity develops a desire to enjoy separately from Krishna, so that Prakhyapatmika Shakti will throw the living entity to material existence. But coming to this material existence, if the living entity can recognize, oh, I'm suffering, so let me get out of this place. So why living entities, they don't develop a desire to get out of this place? The reason is they don't recognize the suffering. If they recognize suffering, then of course, they try to get out of this place. And why they don't recognize the suffering? This Abharanatmaka Shakti works upon them. And this Abharanatmaka Shakti does not make them to understand that they are suffering in this material world. So this is how the people, they forget. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining that how when the baby takes birth, then so many sojanare kole on the lap of the relatives, father, mother, just play around and enjoy. When he grow a little bit, then patra padi aharaha jnana upajila. He gets a lot of knowledge by reading a lot of books. And after that, when he goes for earning the money, then he takes responsibility of maintaining the families. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying the whole life has spent like this. Vardhakakhan bhakati binada kandya katarati. Now I have reached the platform of old age. Now I am very much helpless. I am simply crying. So this is how it happens. And the couple of the Bhagavan is explaining the movements of the living entity in the womb of the mother. So now as this chapter describes the movement of the living entities, I'll describe you today that how the living entity different way moves. All the starting from the point or he forgets from Krishna and going back to Krishna. So prior to that, I would like to make one point here, that Kapila Deva is explaining about Bhakti Yoga, the importance of Bhakti Yoga, that is the main purpose. When he is explaining the importance of Bhakti Yoga, so he has brought this subject matter, the movements of the living entities. And what we find, the importance of Bhakti Yoga in this description? The importance of Bhakti Yoga in this description is, the Bhakti Yoga, how easy and how important, how everyone can approach it. So it has been explained in Bhagavatam that there are karma, the jnana, yoga and bhakti, different processes are there. So Bhakti Yoga is highest. Why Bhakti Yoga is highest? Because Bhakti Yoga does not consider desa kala patra. In which circumstances you are to practice Bhakti Yoga? Or you are qualified, what qualification you have to practice Bhakti Yoga? And what time you are to practice Bhakti Yoga is not considered. That's why in karma. In karma kanda, we can see there is desa kala patra bichar. You have to consider patra. In karma kanda, yajna, shraddha, all kinds of ceremonies are there. So who can perform these ceremonies? Muslims, they don't perform these ceremonies. Christians, they don't perform these ceremonies. You have to be Hindu to perform these ceremonies. And among Hindus, one has to be Brahman to perform these ceremonies. So that's bichar, you have to wait. Patra, what kind of candidate are you to perform some karma kind of things? The same also, desa, you have to do some karma kanda, some yajna, some pious activities, then you have to choose a holy place, you have to go to temple, or you have to go to bank of the river, or you have to clean this place. To perform some karma kanda, you have to wait for desa, for the place also. Desa and kala. You have to do some pious activity, some yajna, some vibaha, some vrata. Then first you have to go to astrologer. What tithi, what muhurta, what kala. In that particular time you do something, then you derive result. Otherwise you don't derive result. The point, it has been explained here, how to do some karma, that you have to depend, you have to wait upon desa, kala and patra. In the same way, for jnana, jnana yoga, to practice jnana yoga, everyone not qualified to practice jnana yoga. To practice jnana yoga, you have to be qualified. What is qualification? You have to perform first niskam karma. By niskam karma, when you become purified, then you practice jnana yoga. Just like in jnana yoga, Advaitavadi, Sankara followers, they follow jnana yoga. So anybody can't join Advaita movements. You have to take birth in Brahman family. Then only you can join that movement. You can practice that process. So there also you see, desa kala patra bichari is there. The same way for dhyana, for yoga or tapasya. That also, at any moment you cannot start doing the yoga or tapasya. Also you have to go to Himalaya, certain environment you need, certain place you need. But you see in Bhakti Yoga, you don't need all these things. In Bhakti Yoga, anybody can practice. There's no how qualified, or Hindu, Muslim, Christian is not considered. And in which part of the world you are is not considered. In what time? Doesn't matter. In what time? You don't need a holy place to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You don't need a very auspicious moment to chant Hare Krishna. As all of you know, Gopal Guru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Jagannath Puri, he was staying in Gambhira, very small boy. So out of affection, Mahaprabhu used to call him Gopal. So Gopal used to go, sometimes he used to serve the Vaishnavs. The Vaishnavs, they go to attend the nature call. And of course, that time there was no attached bathroom, so they had to go to the field. So Gopal carried the lota water for him, helps him. So he went, when he attending the circle, so Gopal saw that he is, this version of this Prabhu, he is biting a tongue like this. So after finishing his job, when he came back, then Gopal asked, biting your tongue like this? And that Prabhu said, there was so much in ecstasy in chanting Hare Krishna, it was not able for him to stop chanting. He could have so much ecstasy, always he would chant. He must be a special devotee, not like us. Our real ananda does not come from chanting, our ananda comes from chanting and finish. When you complete 16 rounds, so I have done my job. Now relax comes. Chanting is big struggle for us. Hare Krishna, but he has a different kind of a devotee. So he can stop chanting. Now always the holy name is coming from his mouth. So he told Gopal that always the holy name is coming from my mouth. But I am going for my circle, there is not good time for chanting. That's it, but I can't stop chanting. He said, I am biting my tongue. Then Gopal said, oh, how could that can be? Mahaprabhu said, there is no consideration. Nama nam kari bahudha nisarva sakti stattrarapita niyamita smaramena kamaha. And you are biting and you are chanting the holy name. What if at that time you will die? Then you are not getting chance. So then Mahaprabhu heard this. Yes, Gopal knows his Siddhanta. So from today is Gopal Guru. Then he called as Gopal Guru. The point I am trying to make, how Bhakti Jaya can be performed every time, by everybody, at any circumstances, when karma, jnana and yoga cannot be performed. And same way also, Bhakti Jaya can be practiced at any stage of your life. When you are youth, you can practice Bhakti Jaya. When you are old, when life somebody may be committing sinful activities, when he is old, he starts bhakti yoga, he gets perfection. How to speak of when you are old, when at the time of death also, last moment, you can start bhakti yoga. Just like, who practiced bhakti yoga last moment? Ajamil Khatanga, Ajamil Khatanga. And how to speak of at the time of death, after death also you can practice bhakti yoga. That means Yamaloka, you can practice bhakti yoga also. Sometimes Narada, when he goes to Yamaloka, when he sees all the living and suffering, then he makes everyone to chant Hare Krishna, and from there they go directly back to Godhead. In Yamaloka, he cannot do Yama, Niyama, Pranayama, Asana, he cannot do that all these things. Jnanadeva, he cannot practice that. But Bhakti Jaga, he can practice after death in Yamaloka also. In Narada also, he can practice Bhakti Jaga. So how liberal process this is? Childhood time, somebody can practice Bhakti Jaga. Who practice like Dhruva Maharaj? How to speak of childhood time? You can practice Bhakti Jaga while you are in the womb of your mother also. This is what an easy process. While you are in the womb of your mother, just like Dhruva Maharaj, he has very Srimad Bhagavatam Parikrit Maharaj. So here you see also the Bhakti is such a simple process. Here Kapila Deva says, Dantaru Vacham. The human soul is praying to the Lord for his shelter. So that is the importance of Bhakti Yoga. So the subject matter, the movements of the living entities, what happens? So why the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he creates this material world? What is the reason? Though all of us we have heard, oh, this material world is a horrible place. Lord created this to punish the living entities. This place is a samsara karagar, the prison house of material existence, the bhava sagara, the ocean of material existence, the bhava kupa, dark ditch oil of material existence, then the bhava atavi, the tree of material existence, the samsara davanala, the fire of material existence, Maithunagara, the place of sex life, so many bad ways. We have painted this material world. So is that the real purpose that Lord created this material world to make us to suffer? But this is not the real purpose why Lord has created this material world. He has a better purpose. Lord is not cruel. He is very merciful. That's why he has created this material world. What is that mercifulness? The mercifulness is when the living entities, when the annihilation takes place, annihilation is the prakritic pralaya, that different kinds of pralaya. The end of the day of Manu, there is a pralaya. End of the day of Brahma, there is a pralaya. for Bhulaka, Bhuvalaka, Swargalaka will be destroyed, the other planets will exist. But at the end of the Brahma's life, the Prakritik Pralaya. So all the elements will enter into Mahavishnu's body and with along all the living entities. And all the living entities, they will be there in Mahavishnu's body. So in all the living entities in Mahavishnu's body, the Lord Krishna thinks, oh, the living entity is suffering so much. So what is Krishna's consideration? Why Krishna is thinking living entity is suffering? They are not suffering there. We are suffering here. What is our suffering? The janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dushana darshanam. Krishna is saying there are four kinds of sufferings. That is birth, death, old age and disease. But Krishna is telling for you this suffering. But Krishna thinking our suffering in different way. There are two kinds of suffering. Suffering arises from ignorance and suffering arises from knowledge. How suffering arises from knowledge? It's a matter of recognizing. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi are the real sufferings. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. At one level we say they are sufferings. But Krishna is saying that dhirasatya namujyati, death, sthita prajna, they don't but will not do that. Janmati jaradadi is apparent sufferings. If for ignorant people, but the people that come to the platform of intelligence, knowledge, they have understood the temporary nature of the sufferings. And Krishna telling, you don't wait for the sufferings. Then what are the real sufferings? The real suffering is when you come to a platform of knowledge, the real suffering starts. And that suffering is that you feel very seriously. That I am deprived of that enjoyment that I will derive by rendering devotional service unto Krishna. Just like we give the example of Brahmananda. The living entities, they get the mukti, sajujya mukti. They get Brahmananda. They get the Brahmajyoti, they get one kind of ananda. So what is that ananda? Because there is no ananda. There is absence of suffering. That is considered as ananda. Prakritik is no ananda. The absence of suffering is called as ananda. The same way, dukkha is considered as the absence, and that we are deprived of deriving the result or enjoyment that we would get by rendering devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that what makes Krishna very worried. For so long time, though we all go back to Vishnu and lie in Vishnu's body, and Krishna feels, oh, for so long these living entities are suffering. And what is suffering? The suffering is they're deprived of deriving the result that they would get by serving unto me. That's their suffering. So Krishna wants, let me give them another chance. Let them go get another chance. Real purpose of Krishna is not to send us here to suffer. Rather, from his side, he is saying, I give them another chance to practice Krishna consciousness. How, through all these processes that manifest in this material world, Krishna has made provision. Whether somebody is a tree, somebody insect, somebody animal, bird or human being, everybody, they are going step by step, progressing. They are progressing, knowing or unknowingly. Insects are progressing. The birds, crows are progressing. Trees are progressing. Cows are progressing, knowingly or unknowingly. Krishna is designed in such a way, you may take birth as a tree. But sometimes your fruits will be offered to the Adhamadhava. So you are getting benefited. You might have taken birth as a cow, your milk is offered to Adhamadhava. You may be destined to take birth as an insect, a worm, but you take birth as a worm, where all the Radhamadhava flowers, everything you are throwing, you take birth as a worm. So Krishna is designed in a very fantastic way, how the living entities will get opportunity. So gradually, they will go back to Godhead. So Krishna is a mahat uddeshya. He has a higher purpose, that why he is manifesting this material world, The real purpose Krishna wants to give us a chance so that we practice Krishna consciousness. Doesn't matter in whichever form, in whichever body we receive. That's why this Mahanta Swabhava is Taritya Tamara. The great personalities that come to this earthly planet by the order, by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so they make different facilities. By that facilities, everybody, they get a chance to develop this Krishna Bhakti. This is how, why this material world is created. So, when you come to this material world, what happens? I will start from human body. Somebody died. So when you die, along with us, there are four different things. The spirit soul, and there is subtle body, gross body, and paramatma. Four things are there. The spirit soul is accompanied always with these three things. And the time of death, the gross body will finish. But subtle body and paramatma will accompany the spirit soul. Because subtle body mind, a lot of desires. So according to desire, the living entity will be carried around according to the desire. So as a result, as explaining yesterday, that how the karma of the living entities, they are consumed in so many different ways. We do some sinful activities, we get instant result. In this life we get. We steal, or we kill, immediately get Rajadanda. Punished by the king, and scripture says we do some sinful activities, and if you are punished by king, you will not be punished by Yamaraj anymore. Now that is sufficient. So that is good. To get punished by king is good for the living entities. Rajadanda. That is one kind of karma. How karma? Karmakshaya, diminished, papa karma. Then after that, the living entity along subtle body will be carried to the Yamaloka, and from here to Yamaloka in the few moments it is there. But that living entity will not feel it like that. He will feel like millions of ages, so long is like that, feeling will be like that. In Bengal they say Dukhar Din Katena. When you are going through suffering, you feel so long, how long I'm suffering, you feel like that. And Sukhargin goes very quick. That's like for the gopis. That one ratra, one night of Rasila, even one Brahma ratra. But for the gopis, one moment last. So like the nature is like that. The same way, when we go to Yamaloka, it takes one moment. And that is so much suffering, so much torturing. Cold air and feel, so long journey, long journey. That's one thing. Of course, time factor is there. You go more upwards, like 6 months, 1 day. So downwards you go, that is opposite also. It will be more longer for that when you go downwards. So there we go. So there our great friend Jamaraj is sitting with Chitragupta, keeping all the records also. After the different Narak Lok is there, as you have read in Srimad Bhagavatam, somebody very much like to eat, fry the fish. Okay, you know so much. It will be fried now with hot oil. Hot will really fry. Or somebody drinking wine. So they will give molten, molten iron. One person will put a rope, pull downwards. And some people will put face upwards. They will drink molten iron. Can you imagine that? But the interesting point is, and they will put the living entity in the frying pan. But now somebody will put us the hot oil frying pan. What will happen? What will happen? Finish. But they are interesting. You will not die. You are a special body. It is called Jatana Sarir. A special designed body. That the living entity will enjoy. You will not die. It will be very nice if you get that body now, but you don't get that body now, you get that body there only. That you enjoy drinking the molten iron, or getting fried, you will fry, but you will not die there. So that will happen for some time. And that is not the end. That is not the end. We will be destined to take birth to lower species. With bull or donkey or ass like that, working hard, getting beaten up, all these things are gone for few lives that will take place also. And that is not the end of suffering also. And finally, if you at all get human life, then with leprosy disease, these, that, all kinds of things will happen. Just imagine, this is how things will happen. So this is how the living entities have to move, life after life. Anadi karma phale paribhavar na bajale, paribare na dekhi paye. He doesn't see the way how to get out of this place. First of all, he does not try to get out of this place. There is a whole group of people, they don't want to get out of this place. They think, oh, this is the place. Very nice place, I should stay here. As Prabhupada explaining, washerman is ass for carrying. The ass means the lazy. We say gadha. The gadha means the most laziest person. We say he is a gadha. He doesn't work anything. The washerman wants to make him work, so he put a stick in front of him, and 1 foot ahead he put very nice green grass. And this ass will think, oh, 1 foot I go, I'll get the green grass. So 1 foot will go, then the grass will be 1 foot ahead. In the same way, we are all working. Oh, a little bit I work, I'll get the whole day. We are working like this. So this is the most of the people belongs to this. So among all these people, there some people they understand. No. We should not do the sinful activities. Sinful activities will give us sufferings. But we should do the pious activities. They're little intelligent. They're different from sinful activities. Then they go for pious activities. But by the pious, doing the pious activities, what happens? They go to heavenly planet. But as you know, Lord Krishna saying, Tetan Bhutta Sargalakam Besalam Khena Punna Martulaka Bhusanti. Once Lord Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj was explaining that you go to heaven, it's Amaralok. Amaralok means nobody dies there. That is what people they think. You take Amrita, nectar, you never die. And Maharaj is telling, yes, that is true. You never die in heaven. But once your Punna finish, they'll throw you out of the heaven. Like I will tell, all of you are protected, you will not be killed. But I can take out of the room and kill you on the staircase. Maharaj is telling that is what happened. When the Punna finish, they'll throw you out of the heaven. Then very interesting is when he'll come down, falling from the heaven. There's one place, lot of bhut locals there, bhut, ghosts, pisachas are there. I have one godbrother, he is ghost master. If somebody is hunted by ghost, he will chant some mantra and remove the ghost. And he has some sadhana, karna pisacha. Karna pisacha means he will put something in his ear and that pisacha will tell about you. And he is telling me, Maharaj, 600 kilometers high from here, there is one area where all these ghosts they stay. And just like we have, satellites, and from there they take picture and they know everything what is going on in the earth. So these ghosts staying there, they see everything what is going on. They give information to the ghost master. So in one level, all these precise ghosts are there. And Maharaj is telling me that living entity from heavenly planet, the celestial body, will fall down. And these pisachas will eat him, live. And he got so much suffering, he start to cry. And through his tears, that Atma will fall onto the ground. And from the ground, that Atma will enter into the grain, to rice. Then he will eat the rice. The rice will transform to blood. Blood will transform to semen. The semen will transfer to mother's womb. So that is how one people karma kandis, they will go through like this. And one next level, when you understand, oh, this movement is not good. This is not a good movement. The next level is jnanis. Maharaj is telling, the Veda is very expert. When explaining about karmakanda, glorify, oh, karmakanda is so nice, you go to heaven. Not only our Hindu philosophy, Christian, Muslim, everybody say, you go to heaven. Muslims say, you go to heaven, Behaste. 70 virgin girls waiting for you to enjoy. और उनसे और रंभा अप्सरा ऑल द अप्सरा दर स्टैंड देयर इन द ना द विश्वमस नाइस थिंग्स वाह लेट अस डू दिस ना फॉर द गॉड देन आस्क द कर्मकांड फिनिश when they speak in Gyanakanda, then when they explain all the horrible things happening there, when you go there, what will happen to you? Then you go, oh, this is not what I want. What I want? I want some better than things like this. When the Gyanakanda starts, which gives us Nirvana, Nirvedha Brahmajnana. And Nirvedha Brahmajnana, that section of Veda gives you, you are non-different from God. God is doesn't know, I can become God. So they have to become very Brahma Jyoti. And they like to be dazzling like God also. Swami Srila Bhaktisari Swami Maharaj was telling. So this kind of people, they will go to Brahma Jyoti. And Brahma Jyoti. But as all of you know, Arya Kuchana Parang Padankata Patanti Adha. They also will fall down. As Brahma in his prayer he is saying, Jainar Buddhaksha Vivukta Mayanina Astaya Astada Bhava Abhisuddhi Buddhaya. Due to their contaminated intelligence, Arya Kuchana Parangpadan Tata Patanti Adhya. They also will fall down. And Maharaj is telling, if you fall from a first floor, you may break your bone or something like that. And if you're 10th floor, very dangerous position, what will happen? You become senseless. Become dead, senseless. Very interesting. He is telling, these people will fall all the way from Brahma Jyoti. So when they will fall, they are completely senseless. That means when they will fall, they will be stone. They will transform stone. But they will not become ordinary stone. The Lord is always fulfilling the desire of the living entities. So these living entities, they want to dazzle like God. They will be glittering like God. They want to have a Jyoti like God. But they can't have Brahma Jyoti. So they'll take birth of a diamond. Some Jyoti is there. They'll be stone, but a diamond stone. So in this way, the Gyanis will end up here also. The Karmis will end up here. The Gyanis will end up the movements of the living entities. For the simple people, for the pious people, for their three beyond simple people and pious, the Gyanis, their movements will be like this. Finally, devotees. Of course, devotees will go back to Godhead. There also the difference. Go back to Godhead, but you don't feel satisfaction unless as Prabhupada is saying that go back to Krishna. When our Acharya is explaining the movements of living entities, how goes in Vaikuntha planet also, there you go, you see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Vaikuntha see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and there is Aishwarya Bhava. You see, oh Lord, you are so great, I'm so small. You are omnipotent. I have no potency, O Lord. What can I do for you? Will you please do something for me? The devil will be like that. The service mode is like that. And you are too big and too small, so much distance over there in Vaikuntha also. So, I read somewhere, the Jnanis, they say, go to Brahma Jyoti, that is liberation mukti. But that is not real mukti. You go back to Godhead, Vaikuntha, that is mukti. But I read so, that is not mukti. The real mukti, atyantika mukti. The atyantika